You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, a tragic drowning occurred on Sunday as an overladen ship crammed with 15,800 sheep capsized off Sudan's Red Sea coast. Today I spoke with Deborah Ashton, CEO of SAFE, the nation's leading animal rights organisation, about the matter and the state of live export regulations in Aotearoa. I started by asking her about the event.
Well, look, we only just found out about this yesterday, and this tragedy occurred a couple of days before. So yesterday was the Ban Live Export International Day of Awareness, and this ship essentially with 15,800 sheep capsized off Sudan's Red Coast. So this resulted in the deaths of most of the sheep on board. This was absolutely horrific. This would have been horrific not only for the crew but also for those animals. Of the 15,800 sheep, we've had reports that around 700 of those animals survived. However, they were said to be in a really serious condition. So I'm not sure. We haven't had any further reports on any other mortality rates at this point. But according to the reports, the ship was overloaded and essentially carrying a weight beyond its load limits. So a real tragic incident there, and probably won't be the last if live export is allowed to continue.
Right, and as you mentioned, Ban Live Export's International Day of Awareness was yesterday. How did the international community respond to that? What sort of events, were there any demonstrations that took place?
Yeah, so there were demonstrations overseas that were held. There was also an event held in Christchurch last night where we had a SAFE spokesperson there. And there was a Twitter storm last night. There was a lot of activity on social media, and certainly it was just a reminder of the, you know, the terrible risk associated with live export.
You mentioned the risk there. Are live export ships more vulnerable when they're en route than other types of cargo ships?
Yeah, so the Guardian News actually did an analysis of all of the sinking of ships, and, you know, due to their research, they came out with the fact that these sorts of ships are far more likely to sink than other cargo ships. Often they're old boats. They're not purpose-built for transporting animals either. So the fact that we're even taking that risk of putting animals and crew, in fact, on board those ships is really and truly quite horrific.
And what is the international state of regulations around live exporting? Is it common practice for people to do this?
Oh, look, around the world there are millions of animals being transported, from country to country. And certainly in New Zealand, since the live export trade announcement to be banned was announced, we continue to send cattle from New Zealand to China in record numbers. So, you know, if you look back to, I think, 2019, we were sending just under 40,000 cattle overseas. Now, you know, just with figures from last year, we were sending over 130,000 cattle to China. So certainly it's a bit of a gold rush here with animals that are being sent before the ban is implemented. We would like to have seen this ban implemented immediately because clearly these animals that still continue to be sent to China will continue to suffer, not only at sea, but also at the destination country.
When is Aotearoa predicted to ban live exports in accordance with the Animal Welfare Amendment Bill?
So the Minister announced that live export would be banned from 2023 in April. So that is just the live export by sea. Certainly we're still sending animals via air as well, but this particular ban is associated with live export by sea.
What are the logistics of that future move? Are there any ideas about preliminary frameworks, maybe around watchdog agencies or regulatory bodies to enforce it?
Look, it will be an amendment made to the Animal Welfare Act. I think anybody that decides to send animals by sea could be prosecuted, you know, following that final decision. So certainly, you know, once that ban is put in place, anybody that wants to carry on doing live export could be prosecuted.
Who have been the main actors in the opposition to live exports? Obviously, SAFE is an immense driving force, but what parties in Parliament or other NGOs are working to make this change?
I think it's been a combination of things. It's been tragedies that we've seen over many, many years, from the Cornwall Express disaster, where Saudi Arabia rejected a shipment of over 57,000 sheep due to alleged disease, right through to the tragic sinking of the Gulf Live Export One from New Zealand as well. I think, you know, reputationally, it's not worth it for New Zealand to be carrying on with this. I think that has been reflected on by the government of the day. So certainly, I think, you know, New Zealand's reputation and the way we treat our animals has been a big part of this decision by the government. But certainly, you know, we've been calling for a ban on live export for a really long time. And also, you know, Kiwis have been calling for that ban as well. So it's fantastic that, you know, the message has been listened to and that the government has made that decision to finally ban live export.
Are there any actors in Parliament who do not agree with moving forward with this ban? And if there are, what is their rationale behind that?
Yeah, certainly there is, you know, at the last reading of the bill, there was certainly some opposition from the National Party and from the ACT Party, and accordingly ACT, I believe, would overturn any decision to ban live export should they get into government. So, you know, that would be an absolute tragedy in itself. I think once this decision is made by the current New Zealand government, that would certainly be a difficult one for any party to go back on. And I certainly don't think it would help with their, you know, their political campaign in the lead up to the next election.
Is there anything that I haven't touched on that you think that the public really should know?
We will continue to call for an immediate ban. We are still concerned with what is happening for those animals that are being sent to China in the lead up to the ban in April of next year. We also strongly support the call internationally to ban live export by sea and by air. Animals are suffering in these situations. There's no need for animals to be exported while they're alive in this way. And so, you know, and I think we've certainly got, you know, members of the public supporting us. We've got the EU looking at this. We've got the UK considering implementing, you know, bans as well. So I think this is a move in the right direction, but certainly I think anyone that agrees with this should go onto the SAFE website, do some more reading on it and take some action and ask the government to essentially ban live export now.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.